Foreign News. I'm John Scott. A test vote on the Senate border security bill is underway. Several members of the GOP leadership have come out against the legislation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill on border and Ukraine aid is going nowhere. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will try again to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable. Mayorkas needs to be held accountable. The Biden administration needs to be held accountable. And we will pass those articles of impeachment. We'll do it on the next round.
With Democrats united against the charges, the Republicans needed almost every vote from their slim majority Tuesday to approve the articles of impeachment. This stalled the Republicans' drive to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected Hamas demands for a ceasefire and vowed to press ahead with Israel's military offensive in Gaza until achieving what he says is absolute victory. He made the comments Wednesday shortly after meeting visiting U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has been traveling in the region. The Biden administration is setting tougher standards for deadly soot pollution.
A new rule from the EPA sets an air quality level that states and counties must achieve in the coming years to reduce pollution from power plants, vehicles, and industrial sites. The government says the move could prevent thousands of premature deaths a year. Environmental and public health groups welcome the tougher standards, while industry groups warn it could lead to the loss of manufacturing jobs and even shut down power plants or refineries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 179 points, the Nasdaq adding 145. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple loses a court case in Idaho.
The group was challenging the state's abortion ban, arguing that abortion is a religious sacrament to Satanists and that the ban violates their First Amendment right to freedom of religion. Federal District Judge David Nye has dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be revived in that court. However, lawyers for the Satanic Temple say they will try their luck with the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a notoriously liberal panel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative lawmakers in Nebraska introducing a bill that would give parents more control over their local school's library books and curriculum, and another that would allow public school students to receive credit for attending religious classes outside school. A third piece of legislation designed to change school funding to loop in private school tuition while forbidding the state from interfering in private schools' curriculum or beliefs. This is SRN News. The IRS expects to collect hundreds of billions of dollars more in overdue and unpaid taxes than previously anticipated, using funding provided to the agency by the Inflation Reduction Act.
A new analysis by the Treasury Department and the IRS says tax revenues are expected to increase by as much as $561 billion from 2024 to 2034. That is substantially more than previous estimates. The Congressional Budget Office in 2022 estimated that tax revenues would increase by $180.4 billion over the 2022 to 2031 period.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the healthcare giant CVS, scaling back an already cautious view of 2024 as the company tries to understand why costs keep rising from the privately run version of the government's Medicare program. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.